There's a verse that the Lord showed me in 2 Chronicles in chapter 3, which I've never forgotten. It taught me a very important principle of the Lord's work, because that was around the time I was thinking of quitting my job to serve the Lord. And the Lord pointed me to this verse in 2 Chronicles in chapter 3, where we read like this. Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. Now, the exact spot in Jerusalem where the house was built, the temple, is described as Mount Moriah, number one. And secondly, in Mount Moriah, the particular place, which is the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, where the Lord appeared to David his father. Now, why is that mentioned here? Why isn't it just mentioned Jerusalem? It was not Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a big city, but it is a particular spot in Jerusalem, which even today they call the Temple of the Mount. And that particular spot is where the Lord said, that is where you must build the temple, not anywhere in Jerusalem. It must be in the place, and Mount Moriah, you know, is the place where Abraham offered Isaac. And that was 1,000 years earlier, when Abraham offered Isaac on the altar, proving to God that he was everything to him. Like, he came like Abel and said, Lord, you can have everything. Isaac is everything to me. I can give you 10,000 sheep and it'll cost me nothing. But when I give Isaac, I give everything. And that spot, the Lord said, that's the spot where my temple is going to be built. My house is going to be built with people who have that spirit, who hold back nothing, like Abel held back nothing. And it's called the place of where David offered an offering in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And if you don't remember that incident, let me point it out to you in 2 Samuel 24. I remember this so vividly because it's way back in 1962 or 61. I was baptized in 61, around that time, 1961, 62. The Lord pointed out this to me, and I've never forgotten it all these years because it was very important and significant to me. You know, in 2 Samuel 24, we read of a time when David made the mistake of taking a census of the people. And that was wrong in God's eyes because the Lord, he was probably boasting in how many people he was king over, or measuring the size of his army, which indicated he was trusting in the numbers in his army and not in the Lord. And in that sense, it was a sin. It was a sin of not trusting in the Lord. And so they were punished. And a lot of people were killed. We read here in 2 Samuel 24 and verse 15 that God punished them, with 70,000 people were killed that day. And then the judgment is going to go further, and then David prayed and the Lord stopped it. And then the prophet came to David in verse 18 and said, go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor around of the Jebusite. Notice this. That's what we read in 2 Chronicles 3, the same place where the temple was built. You got to understand this. Whenever you read something in scripture like we read in 2 Chronicles 3, you must trace back. I'm just telling you a simple principle of Bible study. Don't just read it and move on. You read there Mount Moriah, then you go back to scripture and say, what happened on Mount Moriah? Why did the Lord choose this place to build his house? Or you read about the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite. You go back and say, what happened there? Why did God choose this particular place? And if the Lord sees that you are eager to study the scriptures to find out, you will get a revelation that lazy Bible readers will never get. And most Christians are lazy Bible readers. They read the Bible to ease their conscience, but they never take pains to find out why is it like this. And so, I'm trying to show you why the Lord chose that particular spot to build this temple, because it has got an application for us today. The church is the house of the Lord today. So here we read that David came to this threshing floor and he was going to want to build an altar there. And Arauna was just one of his servants in Israel. David was the king. And Arauna saw David coming in verse 20 and bowed down to him and said, "Why have you come to my humble home?" And David said, "Because the Lord has told me to come here. And I've come here," verse 21, "to buy your threshing floor from you, because I want to build an altar here for the Lord to stop this plague." And Arauna, like a true subject of David the king, said, "Oh Lord, you don't have to buy anything from me. Take it. Please take it freely. It's yours. Here, take these oxen which I have. You can take them freely. And the wooden yokes that are on top of the oxen, you can use that to burn as wood. Everything is free. Take it." Now, you know how all of us love to get something free. Even if we don't need it, you'll pick it up if it's free. That's our nature. And every one of us, without exception. And he was offered something free. And David said no. And you have to see why he said no. He said, "If I take something free from you and give it to the Lord, it's cost me nothing. What did it cost me? Even though I kept the word of the Lord to do it in your threshing floor, it didn't cost me anything." And he said, "No, I will pay for it because," verse 24, very important words, "I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord, which cost me nothing." That is the phrase which the Lord impressed on my heart way back soon after I was baptized. It was one of the first words that I heard from the Lord to my heart from Scripture. "I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing." It's not talking about sin here. It's talking about sacrifice. The issue in the case of Cain and Abel was not sin. It was a question of what they sacrificed, what they gave. And for many of us, my brothers and sisters, the issue may not be sin. It's a question of how much you sacrifice. How much of sacrifice is there in your life, which has got a different answer to how much sin there is in your life. You may be free from sin. There are many people I know who are free from conscious sin, but whose life there's very little sacrifice. They give an offering to the Lord, but it is an offering. Whereas when Abel gave, he gave the very best. So when David had the same attitude, he said, "I will never offer to God that which costs me nothing." And the way the Lord spoke that to my heart those many years ago, more than 50 years ago, was, "All your life," the Lord said to me, "you must never offer to me that which has cost you nothing." And I said, "Lord, please help me. I want to keep that all my life, that I will never in my life offer anything to you that costs me nothing." And I'm not talking only about money, you know, in terms of convenience, health, and many, many sacrifices, not just money. There could be many, many other ways in which, when we give something to the Lord, when we serve the Lord, when we live for Him, we can do the minimum necessary, you know, to keep a good conscience. You don't need to do very much. You don't have to sacrifice much to keep a good conscience. If I'm only interested in keeping a good conscience, I can give a little to the Lord and get away with it. But if I want the Lord to be pleased with me, the principle is here. What are you offering to the Lord?